They just ignore that. And I just am amazed that they can get away with that. But, you know, as scientists, you say, wait, you have to face up to these data. And by the way, critics of me, very rarely, I don't recall anyone saying, well, I guess I can think of one guy, but his explanation was not very good, about the sulfidation, you know, and also the liquid metal pouring out of the tower and so on. They just sort of ignore that.
Yeah, we have these
that.
Very suspicious characters focusing their attack on you because you've got evidence that's scientific and destroys the whole story.
Yeah, I agree with you. It does. And, it's kind of disturbing. I hate to see it, too, within the movement. But if we can just get together and say, okay, we're going to sort through some of this. Let's not let the weaker evidence hold us back. We're going to put that off. We've written up articles about it now and explained why we're not going to keep being distracted by the no planes hitting the towers idea or the space beams, you know, the beams from space. We've written papers about that now, so let's put them aside because let's focus on what's going to get us to the goal of justice here and peace.
Well, I mean, take the space beams.
Sure.
Instead of there being no evidence for it, there's actually the contrary, because I've actually interviewed former heads of direct energy weapons programs, former heads of Star Wars. I've actually been somewhat of a buff, finding it was interesting since I was a teenager. Direct energy weapons, don't act like this. Don't do this. It isn't consistent with the collapses. It's ridiculous. Instead of there being no evidence, there's only evidence to the contrary.
That's correct. And this is where, as we look at the evidence, we sort things out. We say, okay, this goes on the shelf now. We're done with the space beam. Well, for instance, looking at the North Tower, Alex, you and I have looked at that a number of times. A beam from above, from space, has to start at the tippy top. There's no way you can skip 15 floors and start down. But I can imagine, you know, being from space.
Well, more than that, all the laser studies show they have to go through mirrors, and even lasers the sizes of huge buildings can barely even shoot down a missile. And there's also atmospheric inversion, which distorts.
Right.
You're shooting through the equivalent of 30 feet of water and about 3 inches of rock that is actually in the atmosphere, aerosolized. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. You know how hard it is for us to shoot down a missile with our ABM system, and now they want to shoot down a building. You see? Okay. Yeah.
Well, now they're trying to say it was ground-based weapons.
Yeah, I've heard that too, but, you know, similar problems. There, the problem is getting enough power to do all this destruction they want to do with the...
Well, also, you would see it. It would be a... We'll be right back.